Trauma affects our whole system, and this is actually an entry in for ways to heal. It affects our thoughts. We have compulsive thinking, perhaps, catastrophic thinking. Our mind gets going. It wakes us up in the middle of the night. Whenever there is a tragic event or some sudden stop in our lives, something shifts really dramatically and we don't want the new way it is. We resist it. There are a number of normal trauma responses that happen in a situation like this. When I was assaulted in 2005, I was riding my bicycle to work, and someone who was mentally ill and off of his medications came up alongside and punched me off my bike. After that happened, I had several months of dealing with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and it was quite intense at times. I had been meditating for 12 years at the time. After that happened, I really got in touch with how powerless I was to control the flashbacks that were coming in. We heal through relaxing our body, working with calm, continuous diaphragmatic breath, and through working with the energy in our body. Our system is alarmed, and it's not just our brain, it's our whole nervous system. It's our whole body from head to toes that gets involved in this. The good thing about that is that we have a lot of opportunity to heal. We can heal on many different layers and levels. And that's exactly what we need to do in order to fully heal. I did a lot of Shavasana relaxation practices during that time. I really worked with my breath. I didn't meditate because my mind was too disturbed. What I did do was get out into the country where I could walk. I was around safe people, or I was safe in my own home. I take that a lot more seriously now that I've worked with it. We are evidence-based systems. Our primitive brain never forgets a threat, and its only job is to remind us over and over to make sure that we have the best chance possible of avoiding danger. We take this whole system, and we can work with that. Breathing and relaxation practices calm the nervous system. It helps to settle the primitive brain. There's a whole field of post-traumatic growth, resiliency, developing strength. With these practices, we are able to develop strength and resiliency. And the positive side of it, the post-traumatic growth. When something negative or harmful happens, when we have a loss, we have the opportunity to really dive in to healing ourselves. It might even be that we heal ourselves on a deeper level and experience growth after a tragedy. These tools can help. They work with our physical body, our energy, the sensations in our body, our emotions, our feelings, the thoughts that can feel so out of control. They help us to overcome the feelings of powerlessness or helplessness. I really encourage you to dive in. Take a look and evaluate what it is that's working for you and what it is where you need help, and then find that help. If it's flashbacks or catastrophic thinking, then work with the practices that help with that. Get very familiar with tapping and tracing. If you find that you're holding your breath, work with diaphragmatic breathing to give you that support. Going back into addiction or other habits to avoid the feelings in your body, then as much as possible, come a little bit towards those. Give yourself the support to go in and feel the grief, the sadness, the loss. In my experience, that is possible and it is helpful. That is where the deep healing really lies. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, and it's understandable. If you were to think of someone else in your situation, you could really understand and have a lot of sympathy and compassion for them. We're often so hard on ourselves, and this can be an opportunity to open to kindness, to let go of judging ourselves for how we're handling this, to work directly with reality here. Something has changed. It's not welcome. We have a whole range of very natural responses, and there are a lot of things that we can do. There is something deeply transformational about doing a daily practice, about turning towards ourselves, getting to know ourselves on such a deep level. Whether you're in the midst of a crisis and you need that lifeline so that you can actually anchor in and be present with yourself for a bit, or whether things have settled and you're working on transforming yourself at a deep level, we can show up for ourselves in so many ways. It might be putting your hand on your heart, extending some kindness to yourself. This is possible. This is worth it. I invite you to join me.
Box breathing is a simple practice that we can use to calm ourselves down quickly when we're upset about something. We can use it for stress, but it really shines as a crisis intervention. We've had a sudden fear. We're feeling panicky, anxious. Box breathing is a way to interrupt whatever is going on in the nervous system and to give ourselves a chance to calm down. Take a couple of relaxed breaths. And then I'll count as we breathe. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. Inhale, 2, 3, 4. Hold, 2, 3, 4. And then let your breath go. Notice for a moment the rhythm of your breath and the continuity of your breath. As you come to the end of your exhalation, move smoothly into the inhale. And as soon as you've had a nice deep inhalation, smoothly into the exhale. Pay close attention to the transition points in the breath for a moment. Notice when you're taking a deeper inhalation, sometimes you can feel the lower rib cage opening a bit. And then take a complete exhalation. Really focus on allowing your breath to be smooth and effortless and relaxed. As you breathe out, the body naturally wants to relax. Your shoulders could move away from your ears. Let the back of your neck and shoulders relax. Soften your stomach. Let your breath be free and unrestricted. We can always do some box breathing when we need a quick reset for our mind and nervous system.
For 2 minutes, focus your attention on the softness of the muscles in your forehead and your eyebrows. Let go of any worry, any anxiety. Focus all of your attention on softening the muscles of your forehead and eyebrows. When we notice thought, it's in and around that area of the forehead. Just for now, let thought be in the background. Keep your attention focused just on the softness of the muscles of the forehead and of the eyebrows. Notice the center of the forehead, up to the hairline, out to the sides, the eyebrows. And then see if you can bring a worry to mind. As you're paying attention to the softening of the muscles of the forehead and the eyebrows, just notice the worry, bring up that thought. It will be very familiar.
And then as you're looking at the words or the images of that thought, also be paying attention to the eyebrows, the softness of the forehead. Anytime that you're worried about something or anxious, there's generally a lot of that anxious energy in the mind and quite often trains of thought. We could be going from one thought to the next, worrying about how something might happen or turn out. As soon as you notice that, bring your attention to your forehead. Soften the muscles of your forehead and your eyebrows. Set your intention to remember this the next time you feel you're getting caught up in worry or anxiety.